Though it's not a regular headline anymore, the humanitarian crisis in northern Iraq is one of the worst in the world. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News. The latest United Nations estimates, more than 10 million Iraqis need immediate help. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says that's the complication. ISIS in serious civil war, ongoing violence, and more refugees who fled in complete panic.
Many of them are coming with just their clothes on their backs. They're saying, can you help us with hygiene supplies? Can you send us blankets, clothing, feminine products, and vitamins?
BBB's partners are providing these supplies, plus Bibles, and a listening ear. And it makes a difference.
When they see the compassion of Christians, they open up the gospel and they say that Christianity offers life and love and truth. And they see the brutality of Islam and say, this only offers that.
Lots of things to pray for. But the biggest ones, boldness and open hearts. And in June, GAIN is hosting a week-long mission packing project at their logistics center in Pennsylvania. Volunteers will be packing various supplies that will be shipped all around the world. Mark Gaither with GAIN.
We have food shortages and we have humanitarian crises in several places. This is an unprecedented time in human history.
But GAIN isn't going to the same places as other aid organizations.
So we're able to go in places where even the UN isn't even able to go because we have indigenous workers, Christian workers that are part of the culture. They live there. They know the people. They know the culture. They know the suffering. And they have access to the people that most others wouldn't.
As they go, they're also sharing the gospel. There's still time to sign up. You'll find the links at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.